Oh, they're our team. They're the Sunshine Coast Storm, and they're amazing. We're all behind them because our teams are a bunch of duds. And I tell you what, I saw an interview with Ben Eichen the other night on NRL 360. It was a special one. And Christian Welsh, who's a Brizzy boy, plays for the Storm. He was asked an interesting question.
Melbourne big man Christian Welsh, we know already that the Fox is the fastest at the Storm. Who's the slowest?
I hate to reveal to the viewers, but it's clearly Cameron Munster.
And we're lucky enough to have the slowest man at the Melbourne Storm with us now. Cam Munster, hello.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Mean old Christian Welsh. It is as if that trundle is not the slowest bloke in the team.
Mate, he loves to throw me on the bus whenever he can. So
exactly.
I think you might have to start getting him on his interviews, mate, because he loves the limelight in the media. But
does
yeah,
he just?
Being the slowest bloke in the team, look, I reckon I'll be more than happy to run over 100 with him, but we'll see how it goes.
Money, he's probably right at the moment. You've got that knee injury. Talk us through what's going on.
I just aggravated my medial again. It's not ideal, but I'll make sure I'm 100% not going into a game 70-80. I'll probably try to push myself a little bit more to get out there, because obviously playing footy is my dream and I love playing it, so I wanted to get out as quick as possible. And probably went out a little bit too early, and the leg was not stable enough, obviously, with his weight from Jackson, and done it again. So I'll make sure I'm 100% before I can go back out there and stay out there longer than 2 weeks.
Cam, a lot of people say it's tough dealing with these COVID times. It must be real tough. They're expecting it to be 15 degrees maximum in Melbourne today. Mm-hmm. You're at Twin Waters where it's going to be 26.
Awful.
How tough has it been?
Oh, yeah, look, it's probably been more tougher for fans in Melbourne. It's not a deal, but we're thinking of them. We know they're doing it tough in Melbourne. But
are you thinking about never going home?
Yeah.
No, mate, I love Melbourne. I've got a house there, so I'm really chanting the bit to come back, but I'll have to wait until everyone sorts out their cases and sorts out their life. So, but other than that, I'm really enjoying my time here in 20. The crowds, the locals have been really behind us, and I guess we've undefeated at Sunny Coast Stadium, so hopefully some play some more games here this year.
Cam, you guys have been relatively well behaved up there on the Sunshine Coast, not like your counterparts here in Brisbane. What have you been getting up to whilst you guys have been in lockdown?
A lot of the boys have been playing a bit of 500, if you know that card game, a bit of Euchre, playing some Uno, some Monopoly. So they've been playing this new game. I'm not entirely sure what it's called, but I think it's got Hitler involved in it.
Secret Hitler.
It's not a great game by the sounds of it. But
you don't strike me as a card player, Money. That sounds a bit boring.
Well, there's not much more I can do. I didn't bring my PS4 up here.
Oh, no.
See, Money, this is where the Broncos come unstuck, because Mark, of course, married to Broncos great Corey Parker. They'd be like, card games are boring. Let's go to the pokies room at the Everton Park.
Oh, no, they obviously needed each to scratch, so they obviously went to the pub.
What's your game on Fortnite on your PS4? Your Fortnite or Grand Theft Auto kind of guy?
No, I used to play a bit of Grand Theft Auto, but I'm more of a 2K man now, a bit of NBA.
Oh, yes.
Been getting into my basketball a fair bit. Bit of a Bucks fan, but Giannis wanted to go ahead and headbutt someone the other day, so I might have to jump off the train.
The Greek freak.
Hey, any surfers in the team? Anyone go surfing?
Well, before lockdown, there was a fair few surfers. They got out there a fair bit. Nico Hines, Aaron Booth.
Can you not surf? Aren't you allowed to?
No, we're not allowed to surf now because we're under the restrictions and lockdowns. So we're at Twin Waters, but the beach doesn't class as a clean zone, so we have to stay in the resort. But
it's the ocean.
Still good enough.
One thing you have done is grow a bit of a moustache. How long's the mo sticking around for?
Hopefully stick around for the rest of the year, to be honest. If we keep winning, I'll keep keeping it. And if we lose, then I'll go from there. But I've gone the mantle of winning the comp in 2017 with it. I didn't have the greatest head at the time, but it's good memories to make sure when I look back to it, I'll hopefully have another ring by then.
Hey, Cam, can I just ask? There's a lot of, disappointed Broncos fans, clearly, and we've got them all listening to us. Is there space on the Storm bandwagon going into the semis? Can we jump on board?
Mate, more than welcome to jump on board. We'll take anyone.
Purple's actually Marto's colour. Sexually frustrated, I believe.
If you want, you can get behind
Corey Parker on the coaching staff.
We'll do a trade. We'll trade you Cameron Smith for Corey Parker.
You can have Anthony Seibold too. He's going cheap.
You can get behind the Storm as they charge to the finals. Buy a supporter membership for just $10 for kids and $30 for adults. Oh. Melbournestorm.com.au. Cam Munster, thanks for joining the Big Breakfast.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.